Welcome to the Brand Builders Lab podcast. I'm your host, Suze Chadwick, certified business and mindset coach, author, and speaker. Each week, we'll be talking about simple but powerful business and mindset strategies that will help you build a lean, clean, and profitable business so you can learn to get out of your own way and pay yourself more. Forget average, it's time to level up. Hey, lovely. Welcome back to the podcast. We're at episode 332. And today's episode has been inspired by a lot of conversations that I'm having with clients at the moment around building your CEO and leader's mindset. We had this conversation in the Amplify Mastermind. I was having it with a couple of clients who have got good sized businesses. But I also think that it's really important for us to have this conversation no matter what size your business is, because it's about creating a practice and understanding what your role needs to be within your business. So we're going to get into it. We're going to get into all the details. But listen, before we get started, I have a favor to ask. If you enjoy this podcast, if you get a lot out of it, I would really love you to go and leave a review for the podcast. We really want to grow the podcast. We want to grow our listenership. It helps us to rank really well when you leave reviews, when you share it, when we get more downloads, etc. So that is something I would love you to do. Could you do that for me? If you could share it with friends as well, like share it on your Insta stories when you're listening, that would also be really helpful. And I would love to know if there's anything in particular that you want me to be talking more about on the podcast too. But if you could leave a review, that would be fab. Thank you very much. That is my favor that I'm asking for today. But listen, let's dive into today's episode. So let's talk about building your CEO and leader's mindset in your business. I think the first thing we have to start with is why? Why do we need it? What does it even mean, Suze? How can I do that is what we'll talk about later. But let's talk about what a CEO and leader's mindset is. So when I think about this, it's really about somebody who is looking at the business with a strategic eye. It's somebody who's like, what are we here to do? What is our vision here? What are we trying to achieve? What do we want to be known for? It is that brand strategy. It's the person that's leading the business with a clear understanding of what you're trying to create. Now, 9 times out of 10, most people come into business and they're just like trying to figure it out, which I totally get. But if you can, as quickly as possible, start to think about what is it that I'm trying to do here? Like, what is my big goal rather than just trying to do whatever comes up, doing things in a very reactive way rather than a proactive, strategic way? That's one of the first things. So when you have a CEO and leader's mindset, you're taking a step back, you're looking at the big picture, you're understanding where you want to steer the ship, so that all of your little actions and all of the other things that you're going to do in the business are aligned to a bigger purpose. So that's the first thing. What is it to have a CEO and leader's mindset? Is to think strategically, is to have the big picture, is to know what you're working towards. And I think that no matter what stage of business you're in, it's something you should always be looking at. So that's the first thing. What is it? The second thing is, why do you need it? So the reason why I think it's really important for you at any stage of business, whether you're just starting out or you've been in business for a while, and all of my clients will know that I bang on about CEO days, is the reason that you need it is that you cannot make great decisions in your business without the information and without the higher overview. So, for example, when I do my CEO day, we obviously look at what's happening in the business. What's our revenue? What's our sales? What are we focusing on when it comes to projects? It's the higher level. It's the what's happening in the business. What is it that we need to do in order to get the outcomes that we want? Because the thing is that if you don't look at it from that point of view, you're just constantly going to be in the weeds of your business. You're just going to be doing the do. You're going to be feeling overwhelmed, like you're stuck in the grind, like you're not quite sure, you know, you can't see the wood from the trees. And so that can be very overwhelming. And if you're not really thinking about how you are going to look at your business from a higher level, then I actually also think that it's really hard to create high value for your clients and your community. As business owners, we're trying to build assets in our business that help us to earn money, that help us to assist and help our clients to achieve a specific goal, that also helps us to grow in a certain way. So we're evolving, we're helping our clients to evolve with whatever it is that we're doing. And so when you don't come at things from a strategic perspective, when you don't come at things thinking about the bigger picture, then you're operating from a place of weeds. And when you're in the weeds, you're not thinking long term. You're thinking about what needs to be done now. And so you can never kind of build your business to be better, to be able to see what the opportunities are if you're in the weeds all the time. It also means that you're most likely going to burn yourself out as well if you're constantly operating from a place of what's next, what's next, what's next. I said to one of my clients today, the only thing that should be on your to-do list is one thing. What's the next thing that you need to be doing so that you don't get overwhelmed? But also, are you giving yourself the strategic thinking time to make sure that the task that you're doing now is the most important for the direction that you want to take your business? Because if you haven't taken a step back to look at whether this is actually important, then you might just be operating from a place of, oh, well, it was the next thing on the list. And then you're a worker bee. And I want you to be the queen bee. And I want you to really think about, how do I become the queen bee in my business? How do I become that CEO? If I was a really great CEO, what would I be doing? And taking time out, whether it's an hour a week, whether it's a half a day a fortnight, whether it's a full day a quarter, however you want to do it, taking that time, I think actually helps you to become a much better business owner. It helps you to get really clear on your thinking. It helps you to ask yourself better questions when you decide to step into and acknowledge, and I think this is a big thing, seeing yourself as the CEO. A lot of you might be thinking, but Suze, I've just started my business and I'm working things out. That's fine. You're still the CEO. You're still the chief executive officer who is making strategic decisions about what the business is going to focus on, how you're going to generate revenue, and what the direction is that you want to go. And also prioritizing, what do we need to work on now? So when you can start to do that, you'll feel in control. You'll actually focus on the things that hopefully will move the dial so much more for you rather than just doing whatever's next on the to-do list. And it also helps you to step into that high value leader's mindset of, what is it that I need to be thinking of and creating in order to give my clients more value, in order to give my audience the best of my thinking, the way in which I'm showing up and doing whatever it is that you're doing. And if you can't do that, then you're going to stay small. You're going to not generate the revenue that you want. You're not going to see the opportunities that are coming your way, or you're not going to create the opportunities that you need for your business because you're thinking small. So that is, what is the CEO and leader's mindset? That's why you need to have it. And now let's talk about what it could look like in your business too. And so when you have a CEO and leader's mindset, you're actually seeing yourself as the leader. You're thinking about, what team do I need to have? Who do I need to have here to be able to support me to grow the business and take it to the next level? What do I need to invest in the business? Really looking at the financials and understanding, okay, this month we made $20,000, $30,000, whatever it is. Next month we need to look at how we make X amount and how are we going to do that? And one of the things that I've been speaking to clients about is finding satisfaction and completion in your product suite. And what I mean by that is a lot of times we feel like we are constantly tinkering with our business. And when we're constantly tinkering with our product suite, it can feel very incomplete. It can feel like it's never quite ready to fully sell. And when we're in that place, we're going to be holding ourselves back. We're going to be stifling our revenue. We're not going to be selling what we have because we're like, yeah, but I still need to finish this one thing with that. And so I want you to ask yourself, do you feel complete? Do you feel happy with your product suite? Do you feel like, yes, I know exactly what I'm selling? I know how to sell it. I know how much it is. And so really the only thing that you're tinkering and playing with is your marketing. So you could try different marketing methods. And one of the things I teach my clients in BBA is the MEMO, so monthly energized marketing offer. Looking at what is happening in the market right now, taking a look at what's working, what's not. You know, are you going to be on TikTok? Are you going to do webinars? Are you going to do live events? Are you going to do workshops? Whatever it might be. What is your marketing strategy right now? And so there is a lot of energy that's required to have solid marketing strategies that continue to work consistently over time because the market's always changing. At one point we were doing like Google ads and now, you know, TikTok is maybe doing it better for you than what those paid ads were doing. There's lots of different things that you can try, but you don't want to be constantly tinkering with your product suite and then also trying to work out your marketing. So when you take a look at your business, and this is a CEO mindset and CEO activity thing to do, is taking a step back and saying, what can I tick off here for now? And so what that means is when I take a look at my product suite, can I tick that off? Like, do I feel like it's where it needs to be? Hopefully, yes. I know what my products are. My clients know what my products are. And so I can sell those consistently, build the brands around them so that that's what I become known for. And so then I can really just be focusing on my marketing and growing the business and growing my brand in other ways. So focus on, can I tick off and say yes to my product suite for now. Now, one of the things that I would say is, you know, I updated BBA 2 years ago. I feel like there's a couple of things that I want to tweak. And so 2 years, 3 years or something like that, when it comes to your products, if you want to update them or if you want to upgrade them, whatever it might be, that's fine. But you don't want to be constantly changing your products and services. It's confusing for your audience and it really stifles your ability to build momentum around your products and services as well. So that's the first thing. The second thing is really taking a look and saying, do I have the systems and processes in place and the operations for the business to run the way that I want it to run? And I was sharing this on a reel recently where I was talking about all the different ways that we sell and the fact that I sell every single day in one way or another, whether it's inviting somebody to come and join one of our content days for BVC, whether it's selling on stories to come and join Club Done or anything else, BBA or Amplify, whether it's sending an email to my list, like whatever it is, every day there is always some sort of sales message because that is a CEO and leader's mindset as well. My job, unless you have a sales team, unless you are paying a lot for ads, then it's up to us as the CEO to be selling in the business, to be bringing in revenue, to be generating revenue. And that is a core piece of the CEO and leader's mindset. And so taking a look at your systems and operations, Is there a way for you to automate some of that? What can you automate so that it gets taken off your plate? What can you automate so that you can scale your business? What kind of operations do you have in your business that gives your customers a great experience and a seamless experience that helps you to generate the revenue that you want? How are you taking the things that would take up so much time off your plate? Which then leads into the team element. Who do you need in your business in order to grow? Now, one of the things that I hear from clients quite a bit is, I've tried it before. I've tried to hire a VA before. I've tried to hire somebody before and it didn't work. And my answer to that is, you've got to figure it out. Like, you've got to keep trying until you find the right person, until you find the right solution. Because the alternative is that you end up with nobody helping you in your business and you stay in the weeds. And so the sooner that you can hire somebody into your team and get it right, and yes, you might have to kiss a few frogs, which I know is frustrating. And I know that as small businesses, we don't always have disposable income as far as, you know, paying somebody. And I've told you my failure before of hiring an agency a couple of years ago that cost me 25 grand and it was a failure. I didn't get any results from it. It wasn't a great experience. But does it mean that I wouldn't hire a team again like that? Maybe not like that, but I would hire a team again. Yeah. And I've got somebody on my wish list where I'm like, when I'm at that point, I definitely want to be able to go and get them to help me do all of the marketing things. But knowing that you can do it, and also realizing that it's a skill that you build. So as somebody who's ex-recruitment and ex-HR, did we hire the right person every time? No. Did it mean that we didn't go back and hire the right person? Of course not. Like, we had to keep going until we had the right person. And the more that we understood exactly what was needed, then the better our hiring decisions were. But also understanding that it's not only just about hiring, it's about identifying what you need. It's about hiring. Then it's about supporting the person to be as successful as possible and being the leader that helps them to grow within your business too. So that CEO and leader's mindset needs to be one that steps out of the weeds, that sees what needs to be done and can say, I'm going to be able to go and hire that person now to do this job for me. And I'm going to back myself that I'm going to make a good decision and give this person the tools to be as successful within my business as possible. So I think that as you grow your business, as you're looking to become better as a business owner, and I think that's really the heart of the message today, is if you want to become a better business owner, then you've got to decide to become the strategic voice, eyes, vision, brain in your business and not just the worker bee. Queen bee, you are going to be queen bee here. Remember that, because you're the one who's going to create value for your clients. You're the one who's going to come up with the thinking of how to make things better and how to create the content and how to speak to the people that you really want to be working with. And so you've got to also stay in that zone of genius so that you become better and better at your craft and better at attracting the clients that you want and letting the other things go over time. And just remember, start small and build from there. You don't need to outsource everything at once, but really knowing what you're working towards is so important, and having that big vision. For me, as the CEO of my business, I'm like, I can't wait to have like a marketing person on, and I'm really looking forward to running those really big events and talking more about personal branding and building your brand and becoming the CEO and how you can be more profitable. Like, those are things that I'm always thinking about. How do I continue to work towards that really big vision of making BBA and Amplify like my core products, which they are, and then for me just to be speaking all the time and for me to be the personal brand that attracts people to me? Like, what is your vision for your business? And if you can't answer that question, then I would really encourage you to take the time out, to block out the time, to go somewhere different. And the other thing I was saying to clients as well is just understanding how you work best. So when I'm in a workshop, my brain just works at a different level. Yeah, when I'm engaging with clients, my brain works at a different level to when I'm on my own. So if you need somebody there to help you, obviously you can hire me as your coach or you can come and join one of our programs. But if you need somebody to kind of get you to think bigger, get somebody to ask you the right questions for you to think about this in a different way, then you've got to figure out how to do that as well. Is how do I work best? How do I get the best out of myself? What's the environment that I think in a higher level, and I think in a more high value way, where I can step into being a leader and step out of being a worker bee? What does that need to look like? And then creating that for yourself as well. Yes, yes, yes. Let us become and build our CEO and leader's mindset so that we can become the queen bee in our business and do the things that really light us up and help us grow our business in a much bigger way. I will see you next week, my lovely.